Today, a coalition of groups and Arnold and Porter Law Firm filed a lawsuit against the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Governor Tom Corbett, and Secretary of State Carol Achill, challenging the voter photo ID law. What we're talking about here is not just any right. We're talking about the right to vote, which is foundational. Some of the more senior journalists here may recall that about 200 years ago, we actually fought a war for this right because folks didn't like the fact that they were being taxed by somebody that they couldn't vote for. This is an extremely important right. And whenever the government infringes on a constitutional right, there's a couple of things that courts need to look at. One is you got to look at why the government is doing what it's doing. What is the justification? On the other hand, you've got to look at how severe is the harm, is the injury to the citizenry. So let's start with the government side of the balance. And what you hear from proponents of this law is that it's designed to discourage and address in-person voter fraud. Now, we are still waiting for the Commonwealth to identify a single instance of in-person voter fraud. It may happen, but you would think if you're passing a law like this that there would have been some scandal involving a conspiracy, a large prosecution of a ring involved in in-person voter fraud, but in fact, there's nothing like that. And so when you take the phantom claims of fraud raised by the Commonwealth and you compare them to the petitioners who are filing this lawsuit today, these are individuals who put lie to the Commonwealth's claims that nobody will be affected by this new law. In fact, there are people like Vivette Applewhite, our lead plaintiff, who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King, and bless her, for the last 3 years, every single election in her motorized wheelchair, goes down the sidewalk and goes to her polling place. Now, this is not abstract or hypothetical situations. This is not if this happens or that happens, this person might not be able to vote. These folks cannot get the kind of ID that is required by the law. So, to Governor Tom Corbett, to Secretary of State Carol Achill, we hope that you have more than these phantom claims of in-person voter fraud to put down, because our clients are upset. Our clients are not going to give up without a fight. And with this formidable legal team that we have assembled, we're ready to rumble, and we'll see you in court.